Hey there, amazing humans. Welcome back to Modern Stoicism, your daily dose of timeless wisdom for navigating the crazy roller coaster we call life. I'm your host, Brooklyn Weston, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home, focusing on the present moment. Ever feel like your mind is constantly bouncing between past regrets and future worries? Like you're living in a perpetual state of shoulda, coulda, woulda, or what if? Yeah, I get it. We've all been there. It's like our brains are obsessed with playing rewind and fast forward, completely missing the magic happening right now. But trust me, my friends, that's where the real gold is. So buckle up, because today we're diving deep into why staying present is not just a trendy buzzword, but a superpower waiting to be unlocked. First things first. It reduces stress. When you're constantly fretting over the future or dwelling on the past, your body goes into overdrive, cortisol levels spike, anxiety kicks in, and bam. You're feeling the full force of that fight-or-flight response, even when there's no actual danger. But when you focus on the present, you calm your nervous system, letting go of those mental shackles that are weighing you down. It's like hitting the reset button on your internal stress levels. Second, it boosts happiness. Ever notice how much more joy you feel when you are truly absorbed in an activity, a delicious meal, a good conversation, a beautiful sunset? That's because being present allows you to fully experience those moments without distraction. It's like turning up the volume on life's little pleasures, savoring them with every fiber of your being. Third, it increases productivity and focus. When you're constantly distracted by thoughts about yesterday or tomorrow, it's impossible to truly concentrate on the task at hand. But when you bring your full attention to the present moment, you become laser-focused, tackling challenges with clarity and efficiency. Think of it like this. Your mind is a muscle, and practicing mindfulness strengthens that focus muscle, making you more effective in all areas of life. Fourth, it cultivates gratitude. When you're caught up in worries about what you lack or what could be better, it's easy to forget all the amazing things already present in your life. But by focusing on the here and now, you start noticing those little blessings: a warm cup of coffee, a supportive friend, the sunshine on your skin. It's like shifting your perspective from scarcity to abundance, appreciating the richness that surrounds you every day. Finally, being present helps you make better decisions. When you're emotionally reactive or clouded by past baggage, it's hard to think clearly and rationally. But when you cultivate a calm and centered mind, you can approach situations with greater wisdom and discernment. It's like having a clear head instead of making impulsive decisions fueled by fear or frustration. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, feeling the familiar surge of frustration. Your mind starts racing, "I'm going to be late. This is so unfair. Why did I even leave home?" But instead of letting those thoughts take over, you decide to practice some mindfulness. You focus on your breath, noticing the rise and fall of your chest. You observe the sights and sounds around you, the chirping birds, the passing cars, the smell of fresh-cut grass. Slowly but surely, that tightness in your chest loosens, replaced by a sense of calm acceptance. You realize that you can't control the traffic, but you can control your reaction to it. This is the power of being present, transforming stressful situations into opportunities for growth and self-awareness. It's not about ignoring the world around you, it's about engaging with it in a more mindful way, appreciating the simple moments, and cultivating a sense of peace within yourself. So, my friends, let's make a pact right now to commit to being more present in our daily lives. Take a few deep breaths, notice the sensations around you, and truly savor this moment. You deserve it. And hey, don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media. Let's build a community of mindful individuals who are navigating life's challenges with grace and intention. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.